Welcome, men. Take a break from what you're doing. I know it's very important, but I've just got a couple of things to say. Maybe brighten your day. And I know you're doing something very productive, probably inventing something, I expect. Because all men are adaptable and resourceful, aren't they? Otherwise we wouldn't be here, would we? And most men on the planet understand nature, understand real nature, the harshness of it, and sometimes the simplicity of it. I wouldn't try to say that if I was drinking. I don't think I got it right anyway. And I understand and think nature is great. Because nature always does something for a reason. It's logical. And of course there is a saying, isn't there? Mother Nature. Of course that implies about femons know about nature. And I myself haven't found hardly any femon that I've known that understands about real nature. They look at it as in sort of a childish mind look. You know, flowers are beautiful and don't kill the animals. But femons don't really know it, but they're going against nature right now. They're all trying to act like men when they're femons. It took us thousands of years for us to find our niches, as it were, for men to do certain things and for femons to do certain things. And it kind of worked. And if femons were supposed to be in really powerful places, like in control of whole countries, then they would have been there already. Their role was always in the shadows, swaying the man to a certain way. And I know it's wrong because everything the femons have got involved in, including sports and politics, has all got broken and messed up, hasn't it? They've turned it all into a bickering mess. And of course, one of the reasons is they got in those positions just because they have a vagina. And loads of companies are losing money and going broke. Gillette was a good example, but Gillette's so big, it's hard to break that company. But they lost a fair bit of money. And we all know that the femons were responsible for those type of ads. And they're responsible for all the wokeness around. And nature is kind of telling the femons that they aren't suited for those sort of things because a lot of them are blowing gaskets, the old femons, aren't they? But if you go against nature, you will lose. But of course, the trouble is that the femons are dragging us along with them. So we'll probably all lose at the end. And of course, I keep mentioning Sweden, but that country is completely lost and gone. It doesn't really exist anymore. And that's because of feminism. New Zealand will be next. The UK won't be long going either. I saw on the TV in the House of Commons, there was a lot of femon heads bobbing around in there. Too many. It's like giving your five-year-old child the car keys and say, hey, take the car for a drive. You know there's gonna be a wreck. And for those of you out there who's saying, oh no, you got it all wrong, take a look at the track record so far. Have the femons made it any better when they got into somewhere in greater numbers? Well, I'm an older person, so haven't got too long to go. But for the young people, their future looks very dim. And that includes males and femons. It affects them all. Third wave feminism has destroyed more feminine lives than the patriarchy ever has. And the reason is that feminism only cares about them. And not all femons, they only care about their small little group they have. Third wave feminism and wokeness is on collision course with nature. And I know what I'm putting my money on. I'm gonna have a beer now. Bit early, but what the hell?
You're not gonna be having a beer now. My mother's coming around later and she's not gonna spill the beer on your breath.
Thank God you don't exist.